Tonight we're going to press on in our studies on the theme, the divine reality of uncommon wisdom. How powerful has this been, huh? Praise God. Praise God. All right. Would you bow your heads with me and let's share a word of prayer together tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to come together with the saints tonight, Lord, to gather together around your word, to be able to press in and lay hold on the things that you have made available to us. Lord, we are so excited for the walking of the Holy Spirit, the illumination that he's granted us this past several weeks. And I thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters, everyone that's been joining us, those that are joining us tonight. I pray, Father, that you grant us illumination, grant us understanding. Lord, give me clear thoughts. Help me, God, to think your thoughts and to speak your words and to declare your counsel tonight. Have your way in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And thank you so much again for joining us tonight. Welcome. All right. Let's go straight into the Word of God. And let's go to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, which has been one of our two key theme scriptures since we started this series of lessons. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and you will find rest for your souls." But the people that were being prophesied to here, they said, no, we will not walk therein. But that's not our portion. That's not our decision. Our decision is we're going to hearken to the commandment, the instruction of the word of the Lord. Do you remember that wisdom really is hearkening to the commandment of the Lord? It's not just knowing the word of God. It's not just being aware of what God wants us to do or what God is saying to us. But it is actually hearkening diligently, hearkening, paying attention and doing the word of God. That is wisdom. And tonight, just like we have done on all the previous nights since we started this series of lessons, we are continuing to obey this instruction. The Lord said for us to stand in the ways and to see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And then we should walk there. And when we do, we will find rest for our souls. I know this rest has been a mainstay in our conversations over the last few weeks. And I sense in my spirit a lot of God's people are actually entering into the rest of God. And God is able to build as you do that, using his wisdom in your life. Amen. It says for us to ask for the good way, the ask for the ancient paths. And that's what we've been doing. And as we've walked in that good way, and as we have sought to continue to walk in those ancient paths, I know that the blessing of Almighty God is being made manifest in our lives. Our second scripture that we have looked at over the last few weeks is very similar to this. Before we go there, that's in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6. Before we go there, remember something that I have shared with us over the last several weeks, where the Lord said to me, there is your way, there is the world's way, and there is the good way. And the good way is the way of godly wisdom. That is what will enable us to arrive where the Lord wants to take us. Oh, this is such a glorious journey we are on. This is such a privilege that we have as God's covenant people to be able to walk in the reality of this covenant. We are so blessed. Saints, we are so blessed. But we need to keep that in our consciousness all the time. That every day, we're like the multitudes that Joel talked about, Joel 3:14, in the valley of decision. Every day we make decisions. And our decisions determine our destiny. Our decisions determine how much of God's preparation can be made a manifestation in our lives. So the Lord said, there is your way. We don't want to walk in our way. He said, there is the world's way. We don't want to walk in the world's way. No matter how popular it sounds or how popular it appears. He said, and there is the good way. And the good way is the way of godly wisdom. We're continuing on to walk in that good way tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Our second scripture, which we have looked at a lot over the last few weeks, Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6. I'm going to read just the A part of that and dive right in into the new material that we're going to be going into tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a lot of ground to cover. I'm just so excited as the Lord takes us from one realm of glory to the other as we continue on these studies. And I know these are life-changing nuggets of truth from the Word of God. And if we will take hold of it, and if we will use it, and if we will hearken to it, and diligently pursue them, my brothers and sisters, there's no limit to how much the Lord will bring to pass in our lives. Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6, it says, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and strength of salvation. So the wisdom of God and the knowledge which we continue to grow in will ensure that there is stability in our times. There is stability in our times. Our times will be stable. We will be at rest. We will be like the sheep that the Lord leads, that is comfortable, resident in the green pastures, laying and enjoying the bliss of the still waters. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of your times and the strength of your salvation. So the strength of our salvation, everything that this new covenant provides for us, everything that the Lord ordained for our lives through our salvation, through our accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and through our walking in this new covenant, will come to pass, will come into fruition in our lives through wisdom and through knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, let's read a little bit in the Word of God. I want us to go to Proverbs chapter 3. And let's read a number of verses there. You know the book of Proverbs, that's the book of wisdom. And someone had said several years ago, a preacher has said, you know, they would read one chapter of wisdom every day. One chapter of Proverbs every day to stay in wisdom. I really love that concept. I've done it myself. I have not been as consistent in it. I wish I have been more consistent in it. But there have been seasons when I just said, yeah, every day of this month, I'm going to read at least one chapter of the Proverbs every day. And wow, what an amazing blessing that has been. And I think the more we stay, not just reading it, but the more we dwell in the revelation that is in the Word of God through the Proverbs of wisdom that King Solomon wrote, the more of the spirit of wisdom will settle upon our lives, will rest upon our shoulders, rest upon our lives, and will produce and provoke fruits that come along with wisdom. We're going to talk a bit tonight about the glory of wisdom. we're going to talk a bit also about the spirit of wisdom. And if we're so blessed and privileged to be able to accomplish that, if we have enough time, we're going to actually talk a little bit about why it's so important to put on and dwell in that spirit of wisdom. Obviously, we can go on our journey, and every once in a while we can ask for wisdom. The Bible says to ask for wisdom. We'll read that scripture later, and we can do that. That's good. And wisdom will come to us if we ask in faith. And then we can live for a while and go on for a while, and then we come to another place and we just need wisdom right now. Then we go back and remember wisdom, and we ask for it again, and that's great, but it is not God's ultimate best for us. God's ultimate best for us is that we actually have the spirit of wisdom resting upon our lives. So that, yes, there will still be times in our lives when we need wisdom for certain things, but we will have easier access because we are constantly operating in that spirit of wisdom. That's my prayer for you and for myself for sure, that we will operate in a greater dimension of the spirit of wisdom. So let's go to Proverbs 3, hallelujah, tonight. And let's begin to read. It's going to be quite a number of verses we're going to read here. We're going to read from Proverbs 3, and then we're going to go and read from Proverbs 24. So let's go here. Let's talk about the glory of wisdom. Let's read Proverbs chapter 3, and let's read from verse 13 to verse 26. Proverbs chapter 3. From verse 13 to verse 26, and I'm going to read slowly. I'm going to read slowly. So read with me, please. Set your eyes on the Word of God. It says, happy or blessed is the man or woman that findeth wisdom, and the man or woman that getteth understanding. The Bible says, when you find wisdom, you are already blessed. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that so powerful? When you find wisdom and understand, you are already blessed. You are already blessed when you find the wisdom of God. The blessed life is a guarantee for you when you find the wisdom of God. You can live in that blessing covenant when you find the wisdom of God. And then he says in verse 14, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. That is, the transactions that wisdom affects in our lives are far more precious and valuable than even transactions of natural wealth. The things that wisdom will produce, wisdom is a door opener. Wisdom is a gate opener. The things that wisdom will produce in our lives cannot be compared with what money will even bring into our lives. Let's keep on reading. It says in verse 15, she is more precious, talking about wisdom. Wisdom is more precious than rubies, and all the things that you can desire are not to be compared unto her. Nothing. Think about the highest things we desire in life. They cannot be compared to having the wisdom of God. Look at verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand. So that means when you have wisdom, you will live long. People who walk in godly wisdom, they live long. See, but why? Because they have access to the best life possible. First of all, they have access to peace. We've been talking for so many weeks about the rest that comes from wisdom. And when you have that rest in your life, it's health. That peace is health. The things that derail people, the things that damage people in their lives, the things that hurt their health, the things that hurt their well-being, will be far from you, because you walk every day in the wisdom of God. It's a length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. How would you like that? How would you like a life like that? Oh, I would love that. To have the wisdom of God fully operational in your life, to have the guarantee of soundness, of health, the blessings of life, peace, rest, joy, harmony, and not to give up the comfort that comes with having riches and honor. Oh, that's a good life, my friends. Oh, that's a good life, my friends. Guess what the Bible is saying will produce that life for us? Wisdom. Wisdom. In some cases, some people can end up having long life. They can do certain things, or for because of certain blessings of God upon their lives, they can live long. But sometimes people can live long and live poor and dishonorably. They can be on earth but not have the blessings of life. They can live very long, but even the people around them are just waiting for them to go. Amen. But there are some people who can live long, live in peace, live in health, have rest in their lives, and surrounded by riches and honor. They continue to produce even into their old age. They continue to be a blessing to the world. They continue to pour in to the upcoming, the coming generations. Oh, what a life that is. The wisdom of God guarantees that. Now let's move on quickly, because you know, if I know this, you know, this is so powerful. We could stay here for several services, but yeah, unfortunately, we don't have that privilege. There's a lot of ground we need to cover. But you can see the word of God is so rich, it's almost difficult to just move away from it so quick. He says in verse 17, her ways are ways of pleasantness. You remember in Jeremiah 6, verse 16? Jeremiah 6, verse 16, where he told us to stand in the ways and ask for the good way. Ask for the good way. Well, that good way is the way of wisdom. And the Bible says that good way is there are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. All her paths are peace. Hallelujah. All her paths are peace. That means wisdom guarantees peace. Every way in which wisdom directs comes with peace. Wisdom does not direct in strife. Wisdom does not direct in confusion. Wisdom does not direct and create turbulence and upheavals. That's the wisdom of this world, and the wisdom of the satanic spirit create upheavals and strife and combativeness. But the wisdom of God is peace. The wisdom of God is grace, is holy ease. It says all our ways are ways of ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. Verse 18, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. A tree of life. A tree that will continually supply the life of God within you. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Everyone that gets her and holds on to her, that does not give her up quickly. Hallelujah. Verse 19, the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has he established the heavens. How is the Lord going to build your life and build my life? By wisdom. The foundation that God works with is the foundation of wisdom. He says, by wisdom the Lord founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens. So the Lord will build your life. The Lord, through his wisdom, we build your family. The Lord, through his wisdom, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord, through his wisdom, will build everything around your life. The Lord, through his wisdom, will build your family, build your children. You remember in Exodus 1 that we read where the scripture said, we talked about this in previous services, in previous weeks, where the Bible says, because the Hebrew women feared God and hearkened to his word, the Bible says the Lord built them households. The Lord built them households. Well, the Lord will build your house. We've learned that. The Lord will build your future. He will build your destiny. The Lord will build graces around your life. How is he going to do it? By wisdom. By wisdom. Oh, glory be to God. By wisdom. The Lord, by wisdom, has founded the earth. And if God cannot find wisdom around your life to build, he can't build. This is one of the reasons why many lives are not built. This is one of the reasons why God wants to build certain things in some of our lives, but he's limited. God is limited by the wisdom we make available to him. Oh, hallelujah. This is one of the reasons why it is so important, oh, that we allow the spirit of wisdom to rest upon our lives. God is limited by the wisdom that we make available to him. He said in verse 20, by his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. By his knowledge, the riches of the earth, the wealth of the earth will be broken up and made available to you. By the knowledge and the wisdom of God. By the knowledge and the wisdom of God, the dew of heaven will rain down upon you. You will know no dryness. Do you know the people of God, people who walk in wisdom, know no dryness? Everywhere can be full of famine. Everywhere there can be drought. There can be dryness. There can be lack. But the people of wisdom will always have plenty. You remember in the time, we might read that later on as we go tonight, if we can get to it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us. You remember in the time of drought in Egypt, When the Pharaoh had a dream, and it was a man of wisdom who showed them the way out. The entire land, everywhere all over the world, had drought. But because there was a man of wisdom in the land of Egypt, Egypt did not know drought. Egypt did not suffer dryness. The wisdom of God will cause you to enjoy the blessings of life, and you will know no dryness in your life. Somebody make this confession of faith with me. My days of dryness are over forever. Hallelujah. Can you say that again? My days of dryness are over forever. So shall it be. My days of dryness are over forever. Hallelujah. My days of dryness are over forever. Look at verse 21. Say, my son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. Don't ever let it depart from you. Walk in the spirit of it. Don't visit wisdom only once in a while. Don't welcome wisdom into your life only once in a while, once in a month, once in 6 months when you have an emergency. No. Don't ever let wisdom depart from you. Hold on to sound wisdom and discretion. He says, so shall they be life unto your soul and grace to your neck. So shall they be life unto your soul and grace to your neck. So shall they be life unto your soul and grace unto your neck. So shall they be life unto your soul and grace unto your neck. So shall they be life unto your soul and grace unto your neck. The wisdom of God is what makes the grace of God available to you. I should say this, I should say that properly, more accurately. The wisdom of God is what makes the graces of God more available to you. And you're going to see that too as we go along. He said, there will be life unto your soul and grace unto your neck. Verse 23, then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and your foot will not stumble. You know, wisdom keeps you from stumbling. When you walk in wisdom, you don't fall, you don't trip. Praise God for the benefit of being able to get up if we ever fall. But do you know, when we walk in sound wisdom, we don't even have to deal with the problem of falling. We don't even have to fall into ditches. We don't even have to fall into traps that the enemy sets for us when we walk in the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. He said, then you will walk in your way safely, your foot will not stumble. He said, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Wisdom is security. Wisdom is protection. Wisdom shows you the things you need to do, the steps you need to take to be secure in life, to be protected in life. Wisdom, but in even beyond that, when you are surrounded with wisdom and the spirit of wisdom is resting upon your life, you have supernatural security. You have supernatural protection. You are kept, your family is kept, your children are kept, the things that concern you are kept. You know why? Because the angels of God will be on assignment. That's why the torrential rains and the floods and the storms can beat against your house. But if that house was built in wisdom, the house cannot fall. The house cannot fall. Where everybody's house is falling, everybody's house is collapsing, your house will stand. Your house will, in spite of the torrential rain, in spite of the tornadoes, in spite of the hurricane. Do you know the house that wisdom builds lasts forever? That's why everything you build, you should build with the wisdom of God. You should not start building anything until you have the wisdom of God. You must never build anything. If you want that thing to last, that's why I am extremely confident. Everything that the Lord is building for us, building in us, building through us, they will last forever. They will last forever. The blessings of God upon our life, the blessing covenant will last forever. The blessing of God upon our family will last forever. The blessing of God upon our ministry, our churches, our outreaches, our vision will last forever. When the wisdom of God is operational, there are no short-term blessings. Every blessing of God that comes upon your life is perpetual. Oh, glory be to God. I told you I was excited tonight. I told you I was super pumped up by the word of God tonight. He said, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yea, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. Do you know, wisdom confers sound sleep on you. When you are walking in wisdom, number one, you will not have sleepless nights. What is that popular medical term for sleeplessness? Insomnia. Right? Insomnia will not come near you. But beyond that, your sleep will not be based on medication. You don't have to pop multiple pills for you to sleep. No. The Bible says, remember that scripture we read, I think it was last week or the week before, in Psalm 127. When the Bible talks about, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved good sleep. He gives wisdom. Wisdom will bring soundness of rest and soundness of sleep into your life. If you struggle with sleep, if you struggle with restlessness, you struggle with sleeping through the night, engage the grace of wisdom. Begin to engage the spirit of wisdom in your life. And you'll be amazed the transformation that will happen through your sleep. You know, one of the reasons people can't sleep many times is because of the upheavals within them. They can't rest. They are trying to silence their mind. They're trying to silence their bodies. Their body is so hard. It's so hard because even leading up to when they came to the point where they were ready to sleep, you know, they were not operating in wisdom. And then when it came time to sleep, they still were not operating in wisdom. And so then sleep is hard. But when wisdom, the wisdom of God, is operating in your life, you will sleep easy. You will sleep, you will rest. And because you rest well, and because you sleep well, you'll be healthy. You'll be healthy. There are some things we cannot cheat the body of. You may refuse to give it to the body, but you are going to pay the price. Sooner than later, somewhere in your future, you are going to pay the price. And one of those things is rest, is sleep. If we're not getting adequate sleep, if we are not resting well, if we are not allowing the restorative process that God wired for our natural bodies to take place through healthy and appropriate sleep, if we are not allowing that to happen, that body will be breaking down. Our immunity will be breaking down. Any kind of little sickness, you know, you don't even need big sickness. You don't need any big sickness to knock you off your feet. Little sickness, just little ant, mosquito sickness, flying ant sickness, will blow you and you. But when you are surrounded by the spirit of wisdom, and when daily you are operating in the spirit of wisdom, soundness of health will be your portion. Soundness of health will be. Somebody say with me, I walk in the spirit of wisdom, soundness of health. It's my portion. You see where it says that the tree of life flows from her. Why? Yeah, this is why. This is why. And some of us actually need a reset in our lives. Because we've made so many bad decisions where our physical lives are concerned that we really do need a miracle to stop the harvest of a lot of our bad decisions from our past. I'm going to say that to you again. We need a miracle to stop the harvest of a lot of bad decisions that we have made in our past. Because a lot of those bad decisions were seeds that are waiting to produce harvests in our future. Some of the harvests are already coming. But some of them, they are still, it's still growing. The seeds haven't been born yet. It's still fruiting. The tree is still fruiting. But we need a miracle to stop, because those harvests are not good, godly harvests. They are not beneficial harvests to our lives, to our future. This is why wisdom is so important. And one of the things some of us might need to do, we might actually need to come to a place of repentance and ask the Lord, Lord, please have mercy on me. For all the string and series and habits of bad decisions, chains of bad decisions that I've made and some that I still continue to make that are hurting my future, hurting my well-being. Lord, help me engage the spirit of wisdom so I can reset my life. I can begin to make sound and godly decisions, and then those decisions of wisdom can begin to bring new fruits into my life. New harvest into my life. Oh, hallelujah. This is so good. This is so good. It says in verse 26, for the Lord shall be verse 25. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes, because it will not come near you. When you are a man or woman of wisdom, all those suddens, sudden desolation, sudden destruction, sudden frustration, sudden heartache, sudden problems, they will not come near you. Because wisdom itself is a shield of protection. It says here, for the Lord shall be your confidence, and he will keep your foot from being taken. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. The Lord will be your confidence, and he will keep your foot from being taken. He will keep your foot from being taken. No calamity will take your foot. No evil, no destruction, no attack, no sickness, no satanic devices. Amen. The Lord will keep your foot. Let's read a few more verses here. Let's go to Proverbs 24. Let's read a few more here and then talk a little bit. Our time, I know, is running, but there's so much wealth from the Word of God through wisdom. There's so much. And we just need to take it all. Let me ask you, which of all those promises we just read about, which of all those blessings and all those graces do you not want in your life? Oh, I want them all. I want them. I'm sure you want them all. That's why we need to dwell in them. We can't do adequate justice to it in just one service. I encourage you, go back in there and take each of those graces, each of those promises that are attached to the wisdom of God, and take them into your life. Say, I possess that. I take that in the name of Jesus. I receive that. I lay hold on that one. Amen. I want us to read further. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 24. Let's read in Proverbs chapter 24. Let's read a few verses there. Similar in some ways to some of the ones that we've just read. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. I still want us to go on, move on tonight, if we can get enough time to do it, and talk about the spirit of wisdom a little bit. A little bit. Look at Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. It says, through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. We read some of that, something similar in Proverbs chapter 3. It is through wisdom that God builds, and it is through wisdom that we build. Anything we want to build, if we don't have the wisdom of God, it won't last. It won't succeed. The first thing we have to have at the beginning of every building project, whether it's building family, building marriage, building children's lives, building career, building business, ministry, financial, investment. The first thing we need at the beginning is we have to be clothed with wisdom. You remember what the Lord said? There is your way, there is the world's way, and then there is the good way. And the good way is the way of godly wisdom. The good way is the way of godly wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So anything you want to build, there has to be godly wisdom at the beginning. You can't say, oh, this is how everybody does it in the world. This is how they do it in the world. Therefore, that's the way I'm going to do it. No, no, no. Because you will fail. You will fail. And you can't say, this is how I have always done it. This is what I'm very comfortable with. This is how I grew up. And that's how I'm going to do it. You will fail. You will not succeed. But when you build with the wisdom of God, you can say, oh, this is how my family's always done it. This is how my parents did it. Now, if your parents were covenant people who walked in the covenant of God, like that scripture in Jeremiah 6:16 says, as for the old path, the ancient path is talking about not our own ancestors' path. One translation says, as for the path in which the ancestors walked, not our own natural biological ancestors, unless they were covenant people, like the covenant people of old, Abraham, Isaac, Jesus, Paul, Peter, all of these precious people, David, all of these people, yes? So you can't just say, oh, this is how my grandparents, this is how my parents built it. Therefore, you know, there are people who always talk about their parents' example. Those examples are great if they were in the covenant. Those examples are wonderful. And I know there are also natural things we can learn from people, for sure. Don't get me wrong, we can learn a lot of natural things from people that have gone before us. But all those things will align with the covenant. There is nothing natural that we can learn from anyone. If it is not in the covenant, throw it away. If it is not endorsed by the word of God, get rid of it. It's not worth it. Don't even bother yourself, because that may produce some temporary success, but it won't last. Ask for the good way, and then walk therein, and then he said you will find rest for your souls. Let's keep on reading here. Through wisdom is a house builded, by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 5, a wise man is strong, a wise man or woman is strong. You see that? There's inner strength that comes from having the spirit of wisdom. A wise man is strong. A wise woman is strong. Yea, a man and woman of knowledge increase strength. The way to increase strength, and he's talking physical strength, spiritual strength, material strength, emotional strength. The wisdom of God will keep you in a sound mind. The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Well, the mind of Christ is the mind of godly wisdom. And when we take on the mind of Christ, it means we are taking on the mind of godly wisdom. When you take on the mind of godly wisdom, you will have sound mental integrity. You'll be sound in your thinking. You'll be sound in your judgment. You'll be sound in your emotions. You not be a weakling, vulnerable, footloose, graceless person. You'll be strong. He said a wise man or woman is strong. Yea, a man or woman of knowledge increase strength. Verse 6, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety. That is, you don't go to war. You don't do any initiative without counsel, the counsel of godly wisdom. And sometimes that counsel is within you, which the Holy Spirit can source it and you can receive it directly from within you. But a lot of times he said that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. A lot of times the Lord may have you actually consult with other people of wisdom. The Lord may have you consult with other people of wisdom so that the wisdom that is available to them in greater dimensions than the one you have can be a benefit to you. Oh, glory be to God. And then he says in verse 13, my son, eat thou honey because it is good, and the honeycomb which is sweet to thy taste. But he compares that honey and the honeycomb to wisdom and knowledge. It says in verse 14, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. When you have found it, then there will be a reward, and your expectation shall never be cut off. When you have found it. So eat that wisdom like honey. See, we all night tonight, all and for the last few weeks, we've been eating that wisdom, eating it like honey. It's sweet for us, it's sweet. We're not eating it and squeezing our faces and eating it and being angry, eating it and feeling bitterness. No. It is sweet. It's like honey. And the more of it you eat, the Bible says when you eat that wisdom and you gain access to the knowledge of that wisdom, then it says, then it's sweetness in your life. Then it says it will bring a reward. And your expectation will not be cut off. All the expectations that you have for your life will become manifest. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom of God. Thank you, Father. So, we've seen the glory of wisdom, and the glory of wisdom is available to you. All these blessings we've read, and we're going to read more as we go on in subsequent weeks. You're going to see we're going to come back again and again to the book of Proverbs as we continue to study and as we continue to learn. And to grow. Amen. the knowledge of wisdom will be like honey to our taste. It will be sweet and it will produce a reward, and our expectation will never be cut off. Hallelujah. The glory of wisdom will settle upon you. This glory of God's wisdom is the rightful inheritance of every believer. If we can get to that tonight, we will talk about it. The glory of God's wisdom is the rightful inheritance of every child of God. That's including you and me. But every child of God does not have it. No, every child of God does not have it. The Bible says somewhere, wisdom is too high for a fool. That's not for you. It says wisdom is too high for a fool. But wisdom is glory for those who will lay hold on it. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 33, look at verse 35. Look at what it says in verse 35. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35. The wise shall inherit glory. I come back to this. I'm going way ahead of myself tonight. The wise shall... So the wisdom of God will bring the glory of God upon your life. That glory is your rightful inheritance. But it is wisdom that makes it a manifest blessing to you and to me. That's why every believer will not enjoy the glory of wisdom. Because every believer does not engage or prioritize the spirit of wisdom in their lives. Some are happy with the little they have. But that glory is for you. He says, the wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. In one scripture, it says, wisdom is too high for a fool. Wisdom is too high for a fool. Not for you, and not for me. Hallelujah. Let's take a few minutes here before our time is up. Let's talk about the spirit of wisdom. I want us to see one or two things here in one of our most familiar scriptures on the spirit of wisdom from Isaiah chapter 11. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 11 together. Hallelujah. We're running out of time, but the Lord is helping us. Amen. Isaiah chapter 11. Let's talk here about the spirit of wisdom. It says, and there shall come forth, Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice there, the very first thing he mentions is the spirit of wisdom. He said, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. Notice here how the spirit of wisdom is the door opener that brings many other graces. He says there in verse 3, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness. Talking about the man and the woman of wisdom. They don't judge by what they see. They don't make decisions by what everybody's looking at. No. The Lord, the spirit of wisdom will make them of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. Quick understanding. You know, in our previous message series, in our Bible studies, we talked a lot about how to grow in understanding, how to grow in understanding of the Lord. Now, imagine the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, will make us of quick understanding. Some things that take some people 10 years to understand, we can understand in 10 days. God can just actually move us quickly down the line. We can jump several steps. Why? Because we have the spirit of wisdom. You know, you see that. Some people need 10 years, 20 years to move from one tiny little place to the next inch in front of them. It takes them so long. But the Bible says when you have the spirit of wisdom will make you of quick understanding. Where's my time here? Hallelujah, getting close. Let's read on here. says, you will not judge, he will not judge by the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. Notice, the spirit of wisdom opens the door to all the other graces. Let me read this out directly to you from my notes. The spirit of wisdom leads the way, but it brings a whole convoy of supernatural graces and natural blessings with it. Oh, I love that. We already saw that in Proverbs, but we're seeing it here again in Isaiah. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of knowledge of fear, the spirit and the spirit of counsel and mind, the making of quick understanding, and he will not judge according. I mean, all these supernatural graces. But beyond that, even the natural blessings of life come on the heel. Wisdom never comes alone. Wisdom never travels alone. That's why when you gain wisdom, you gain everything else. Once you gain wisdom, you gain everything else. Hallelujah. Let me read this to you. Read that line one more time. And then let's talk about King Solomon as we wrap up tonight. I think we have a couple of minutes. We can close out there. Let's read that. The spirit of wisdom leads the way, but it brings a whole convoy of supernatural graces and natural blessings with it. Amen. When wisdom comes, it brings all the other blessings. Yeah, you know that. You remember in the story of Solomon, when he asked the Lord said, ask me anything. Ask me anything. Let's go there. Read that story real quickly before we close tonight. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. We have already read a lot of this in the Proverbs. We've read it with what wisdom comes with him. He will put an ornament of grace around you. Out of it flows the tree of life, and you would, with it comes peace. We have ways, our ways of pleasantness, and all of these blessings. Amen. The merchandise of it is more precious and more valuable than silver and than gold. I mean, wisdom never travels alone. When you gain access to the spirit of wisdom, when the spirit of wisdom starts operating in your life, everything else comes. Everything else comes. You see that from the story of Solomon. Let's read here, 2 Chronicles chapter 1. And let's read that from verse 7. It says, in that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. Ask. Verse 8. And Solomon said unto God, you have shown great mercy unto David, my father, and you have made me to reign in his stead. Verse 9, now, O Lord God, let your promise unto David, my father, be established. For you have made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Listen to verse 10. Give me now wisdom and knowledge. This is Solomon. The Lord said, ask me one thing, just one thing. He said, Lord, give me now. I ask you for one thing. I ask you for wisdom. You say, I should ask you for one thing, Lord. I ask you for one thing. I don't ask for all these other things that people are. No, Lord, I ask you for one thing. The one thing I ask you for is wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. That I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge these thy people that is so great? That's what he asked for, wisdom and knowledge. Verse 11, and God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches. Not that riches were wrong. You have not asked for wealth. Wealth is not wrong. You have not asked for honor. Honor is not wrong. You have not asked for the life of your enemies. It's not wrong for him to want to defeat his adversaries. Neither have you yet asked for long life. Long life is not wrong. But you have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Now listen to what the Lord said. Verse 12. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you. Oh, glory. The Lord is granting you wisdom and knowledge tonight. I said the Lord is granting somebody wisdom and knowledge tonight. because you have sought it as the priority of your life. The Lord has answered your prayer. The Lord has seen your heart. The Lord has granted you wisdom and knowledge. Listen now. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee. And in addition, I will also give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before you, neither shall there any after you like you. You will have all these other blessings. You have riches and wealth and honor and long life like no one before you has ever had. You will have it all because you ask for wisdom. Because you ask for the spirit of wisdom. Because you sought the glory of wisdom. All these other blessings will be made manifest because you sought for wisdom as a prized possession of your life. May that be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Let's go ahead and thank God tonight for these words and these blessings of this service. Father, we thank you so much. Thank you, Father, for your instruction, for your mighty words. Thank you for blessing us with the graces of life tonight. Thank you for the spirit of wisdom that is resting upon us. And because the spirit of wisdom is resting upon us, thank you for the glory of wisdom that is made manifest in our lives. Like Solomon, thank you, Father, for the outpouring of your grace, the outpouring of your blessings, the outpouring of your wisdom upon our lives. We give you praise for it, Father. We give you praise. We bless and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.